أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. إن شاء الله today we are going to continue our class on النحو العربية. Our same venue, إرشاد الأمة class. Before we go to this date, is 4th of October 2020. Alhamdulillah, we have been able to cover some aspect of this Nahu that is not included in this our Ajrumiya. We've divided a little bit from Nahu Ajrumiya to see some other things that would aid us in understanding what we are going to be talking about henceforth. And I'm expecting that every one of us have taken their time to revise what we have taught. And as such, you will discover that last week, let's say last Wednesday and last Sunday and Wednesday, we didn't post any class. This is because I took it upon myself to allow you have a break, in the sense that you would utilize the break to go through what we have been dishing out. And anyone that has been able to do that, I believe they are bound not to have any problem as we go on. Inshallah, so far, we've been able to cover some aspect of this Nahu, even though what I'm giving you now, it's actually not everything, because there's no way you can take everything now with this your level. But to the extent of what we have gone, you've took what is important at this your stage. Now, we've successfully talked about Al-Kalam, and we discussed that Al-Kalam huwa ma afadal mutlaqan. Anything that passes a meaning, any word that passes a meaning, is al kalam. Kakum wa qad wa inna zaydan irtaqa, as he was, as al ajrumi we say in the nazm. So kalamuhum lafzun mufidun musnadun wal kalimatul lafzul mufidul mufradu lismin wa fi'lin summa harfin tanqasim wa hazihi thalathatun hiya al kalim. He saying, I'm reading from the Nazm Ajrumiyya. For those of us that have the Nazm, what he's saying is, Al-Kalam is anything that passes a meaning, and it is divided into three parts, just as we have explained. It's just a summary. Listening, it's divided into three parts. Number one, a noun. Wafi'li, number two, a verb. So, maharfin, then number three, a particle. Wahazihi salasatun hi al-kalim. Those three kinds are what a word is divided into. Whenever you see a word, it's either it's a noun or it's a verb or it's a particle. And then he further went on and explained that a noun is a name of any person, animal, place, or things. And then he came to a verb and explained again, it's an action word, or it's an action done. Either an action word or an action done. Then, particle. We said, مَا لَا يَصْلُحْ لَهُ عَلَامًا إِلَّا انْتِفَى قُبُولِهِ عَلَامًا. What does not categorically needs a sign? It's just what is not a noun or a verb. Anything that is not a noun nor verb is a particle. Then we further state some signs of a noun, which we are not giving inside is Ajrumiyya explicitly. We give those signs and then move on to the signs of a verb, where you will see in is Ajrumiyya making an example saying, at the end saying, وَالنُّونُ وَالْيَا فِفَعَلَنَّ وَتَا فَعَلْتَ مُطْلَقًا قَجِئْتَ لِي والنون والياء في فعلن وفعلي. So these are signs of a verb. And having done that, instead of us to move straight to Babul I'rab, I now diverted our attention from what is inside the book down to things that we are supposed to mention here that are not mentioned, that I feel they would actually give you problems as we go. Among those things I've mentioned for you are signs of a noun. After the signs of a noun, we made mention of al-dhamair, pronouns. We discussed extensively about al-dhamair. I then discussed about al-fi'l al-mudari. We discussed extensively also about al-fi'l al-mudari. After discussing about al-fi'l al-mudari, we went on to discuss We discussed about fi'l al-mudari, even though we didn't explicitly go deeper in fi'l al-mudari and fi'l al-amri, but though we discussed about them, I think that is where we should continue today, because it's actually important too. I thought we've crossed it. So before the fi'l al-mudari, I just took your time to give you dhamair, because dhamair is what is going to aid you to understand those af'al. I give you examples, and then I give you examples on how to match them with past tense. Past tense, fi'l al-madi, past tense. Fi'l al-mudari is present or continuous tense. Give you examples, give you assignments, give you what is it called? Possessive pronouns. And I give you examples on it too. Taught you anunul wiqaya. I give you asma'ul ishara lil qarib and asma'ul ishara lil ba'id. So we talked about all those ones, and that is where we stop. So that is just a recap of what we have done in these our classes successfully. I do hope that every one of us is following up. Now today, let's look at al-fi'l al-mudari extensively. We are still on where we are. We are not going to babul i'rab yet, because it's going to be hard. Trust me, once we start to go inside, you won't understand what we are saying. Unless if you are grounded in Arabic before. So today we take al-fi'l al-mudari. You bear witness that in our past al-fi'l al-mudari, I gave you letters of fi'l al-mudari, letters that comprises al-fi'l al-mudari, which are four. I said anaitu, or you say na'aitu. Anyway, whichever way you want to put it, anaitu. These are letters that represent something. Alif, Nun, Ya, and Ta. Now, since you know al-fi'l al-mudari has four signs, and you know that in pronouns we have 13 or 15 pronouns, according to if huma and antuma are split, if antuma and huma are split into antuma muzakkar and antuma muannas, then huma muannas and huma muzakkar, it will give us 15. But without them, we have 13. So knowing that, you should know that those anaitu, which are four here, are supposed to be represented in the 13 pronouns, in the 13 mudari, in the 13, sorry, dhamair. So how do you represent 4 to 13 dhamair? Now it's very simple. Let's take you. Number one, we'll take letter Anna. We'll take, I think we should take the dhamairs, then we give the letter, or we'll take the letter and give the dhamairs that can work with it. I think that should be better. Let's take the letter. Okay, let's take letter A, Hamza. Letter Hamza, works with Anna alone. In fi'l mudhari, if you're giving a past tense, for example, jealousa. If you're giving jealousa as a past tense to put into a present or continuous tense, you will say, you will bring this alif just at the beginning of the jealousa without removing anything from the letters. Only the sounds, only the harakat will change. What do you do then? You say, ajlisu. Jealousa, ajlisu. In a nutshell, what you mean by ajlisu is ana ajlisu. Ana ajlisu. That is what it means. Ana ajlisu. I am sitting. It's as simple as that. Any verb you are given, doroba, ana adribu, kataba, aktubu, akala, aakulu, you'll be using hamza or from the beginning. So once that hamza comes in, you will notice that the harakat, the fatha, kasra, dhamma will change. Their changes is what makes you to know that this is not a past tense. Remember that in the past tense, al-fi'l al-madi, we made mention that it must end with fatha or anything that can represent fatha, like alif. It must end with fatha or anything that can represent fatha. So it's either it ends with fatha or it ends with anything that can represent an-nasb. An-nasb, mansub. But in fi'l al-mudhari, we call it marfu'. Anything that will represent rafu'u, which is either dhamma or waw, or alif, in the case of al-muthanna, that is dual, or alif in the case of al-muthanna, is what is going to end any fi'l al-mudhari. Now, ana, ajlisu, hamza is what represents ana. Now let's take na, nun. Letter nun only goes with nahnu. Nahnu, which signifies we. Mind you, I'm no longer translating. So you just have to get the meanings from here now. Nahnu. I'm not translating while I'm writing. So the copy I'm going to send to you, the pictures I'm going to send to you for the examples, is not translated. You would need to do your istihad on your own to get the meanings. Or you extract them from the audio clip. Nahnu, which is we. If I'm giving kataba, for example, kataba, which is a past tense, to be converted into a present or future tense, for nahnu, all I have to do is to bring my nun at the beginning of the word, of the verb. So in a nutshell, kataba would now be naktubu. Naktubu. It's as simple as ABC. Just put the letter there. It will be naktubu. As time goes on, you will know why those harakat are like this. This one is ajli, so why this one is this naktubu. So, in fact, you don't even need to think too far. I give you a table of tasrif al-fa'al, where we made mention of fa'ala yaf'alu, fa'ala yaf'ilu, kataba yaktubu. Fa'ala yaf'ulu is kataba yaktubu. Put it on the scale and you will see it. Jalasa yajlisu is fa'ala yaf'ilu. It's just a scale. So, it's all about scale. When you understand it very well, you know how to put them on their scales. So, nahnu works with nun. Letter nun represents nahnu alone in al-fi'l al-mudhari'. Then number three, we bring year. Here the work starts. Remember, we have 13 doma here, and we've already taken two, and two letters gone. So we have two letters remaining for 11 doma here. Now, how do we do it? Year goes with hua. First, number one, hua. Example, hua yejlisu. Hua yejlisu. That is for hua. Extracting from the past tense. Then number two, it also go with huma. Mudhakar, masculine dual, it goes with it. You say yajlis, you bring your yajlisu, only that in this aspect you now have to signify that it is dual by bringing your alif and nun. You say yajlisani, so you cannot say yajlisaini, because if you go to your table back, you will discover that alif and nun is what stand for rafu. It is what can stand for dhamma. Yao and nun is what stand for fatha. And in fi'l mudhari, we don't have anything like fatha at the end. So you cannot see anything like yajlisaini. You can only see yajlisani. Yajlisani. That is for huma muzakkar. Number three. Still on the ya. You have whom to give you yajlisuna. We are putting our waw and nun because it's a sign of rafu in al jam'u al mudhakkar as salim. I gave you jam'u al mudhakkar as salim and jam'u al mu'annas as salim. That is why I tell you, it's very, very much important. Everything we are going to be giving here is a build up on what we have taught. Jam'u al-mudhakkar salim, which I gave you, that it ends with waw and nun when it is marfu', and it ends with yaw and nun when it is majrur or mansub. So here is marfu'. Al-fi'l al-mudhari marfu' da'iman. Because of that, we bring waw and nun. Yajlisuna. Hum yajlisuna. Ya'kuluna. Ya'kuluna wa yashrabuna. Ya'kuluna wa yashrabuna. Number four. Do we have anyone again? Yes, we still have. We have hunna. With hunna, all you need to do yajlis, then you put the nun at the end. Yajlisna. Hunna yajlisna. You are done with ya. Ana ajlisu, nahnu najlisu, huwa yajlisu, huma yajlisani, hum yajlisuna, hunna yajlisna. Now let's take the last one, which is letter ta. Letter ta garners all the remaining domair. Every other domain here is under letter ta. Let's start from anta. Now anta. For anta, we say anta tajlisu. Tajlisu. You discover that we are using ta here now. We are using the verb jealousa. So we are just adding the third to it. Tajlis. That is number one. Number two, in the same time we have anti. Anti. In anti, you say anti taj with the same ta lisina. It's just that you add yao and nun to it to show that it's for feminine. Taj lisina. To show it's for feminine. To differentiate it from a masculine singular, you put yao and nun. That is the law. Anti-tajlisina, anti-taktubina, anti-ta'kulina, anti-tadhhabina. Now, the other one, which is number three, is antuma. Sawa'un is muzakkar aw mu'annas. Let it be muzakkar aw mu'annas. You use the same thing. You say, antuma tajlisani. Say tajlisani. Tajlisani. That's how you say. Antuma tajlisani. What you did here was put the ta first, then bring forth alif and nun to show it is dual. Muthanna. So even if it's male or female, you use antuma tajlisani for the both of gender, for the both genders. Sorry. Number four, we have antum. Antum. In antum, you say antum tajli, just the same way in whom you brought your waw and nun, the same way you will bring your waw and nun here. This is because they are all signifying plural. And the plural they are signifying is in the form of jam'ul mudhakkar as-salim. Even though we don't call them jam'ul mudhakkar salim, we call them is he al-af'al, al-af'al al-khamsa? Yeah, I think we call them al-af'al al-khamsa, al-af'al al-khamsa. Just for example, tajlisani, yajlisani, tajlisuna, tajlisuna, yajlisuna, yajlisina. We call them al-af'al al-khamsa. Five known verbs. Al-af'al khamsa. It is from antuma and antum, then whom and huma. You say an anti. You say tajlisina, tajlisani, tajlisuna, tajlisani, then tajlisina. In al-jurumiyya muqaddima of al-jurumiyya, he said biyaf'alani, taf'alani. Antuma wa yaf'ala bi taf'ali bi yaf'alani taf'alani antuma wa taf'al wa yaf'alani taf'alina ma'ahuma wa tarhamina ma'azim ash-shani wa hadhihi hiya khamsatul af'ali. In the poem he's saying bi yaf'alani taf'alani for antuma and huma wa yaf'aluna taf'aluna ma'ahuma. For the whom you use waw and nun, yaf'aluna taf'aluna. For the huma you use yaf'alani taf'alani for alif and nun. Then for hun, for here he is anti taf'alina. So you have hiya khamsatul af'al. Those are the khamsatul af'al we are talking about. I will give you a table of khamsatul af'al for you to understand what you are talking about. But in a nutshell, khamsatul af'al just takes the form of الجمع المذكر السالم because all it does with is with waw and noon and then the other form again for musanna is alif and noon so just take it like that so antum tajlisuna then number 5 is still the same time you say antunna in antunna you say tajlisna just like in hunna you added only noon at the end but yeah was at the beginning same way here you say tajlisna instead of yajlisna so the difference between antunna and hunna is ta and ya it's clear now so we'll go to number 6 here in here you say tajlisu here tajlisu use the same ta because it's a feminine word and in this feminine word you use ta to represent the sign of fi'il mudari there so you say tajlisu for here huwa you say yajlisu here you say tajlisu the number 7 we have huma muannas remember we talked about huma muzakkar and we say is yajlisani here we have huma muannathin in huma muannas huma muannathun we say tajlisani tajlisani what's the sign here ta the sign here is ta and then alif and nun added to it at the end to signify mufanna which is dual now number 8 we have okay do we have number 8 huma hunna okay yes we have up to number 7 that's it so you can discover that we have ana 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 13 dhamairs we have ana anta anti antuma antuma hun antum huwa hiya huma muzakkar wa muannas hum and hunna these are the dhamairs as represented with the al af'al al mudari'a so with what we have here if I'm to give you an assignment of you to make this dhamair go into the following af'al for example I give you 5 af'al you should be able to know what to do here without any mistake you should be able to know that so before we end the class for today let me give you the af'al al khamsa al af'al al khamsa su qadim the 5 noon verbs 5 noon verbs number 1 anti for example tar we use rahima we are using the letter the verb rahima now rahima say tar hamina tar hamina anti tar hamina That's number 1. Number 2 tar. Number 2 tarhamani. Tarhamani antuma. Antuma. But muzakkar am muannas. Then yarhamani yarhamani ma'ahuma fahuma then we have that's 3 then number 4 we have yarhamuna no first tarhamuna for antum tar amuna fa antum then We have Yarhamuna. Yarhamuna for whom? So these are five. Afalul Khamsa. So you discover that just the slight difference between them, why they call them Afalul Khamsa is because their sign of Rafu'u in Fi'lul Mudari is not Dhamma. Their signs of showing that it is marfu in Fi'lul Mudari is the two letters that ends it. The first one in Tarhamina, we have Ya and Nun. Anti Tarhamina. The second one in Antuma, we have Alif and Nun. Tarhamani. The third one in Yarhamani, we have Alif and Nun for Huma. The fourth one, we have Waw and Nun for Antum. And then we have Ta, signifying it is Ant. Tarhamuna Antum. Then we have Ya, signifying whom. And then Waw and Nun at the end to give us Yarhamuna. So you see those five afaal, they are afaal that does not signify being rafu'u or marfu'u with ad-dhamma. No, they signify with letters. So we call them al-afaal al-khamsa. They are memorized just like this as they are. That is what Ajurmiya al-Ajurmiya was telling you when he was saying bi-yaf'alani, taf'alani. بيفعلاني مع بيف بتفعلاني يفعلاني أنتما ويفعلاني تفعلاني معهما ويرح وتفعلين ترحمون حالي واشتهرت بخمسة الأفعال واشتهرت بخمسة الأفعال. If you check the نظم you will see it like that. So that is what he's talking about. So these are the Af'al al-Khamsa. The Af'al al-Khamsa are given to you. Al-Fi'l al-Mudari are given to you here. So our assignment today would be to use the following verbs to run just the same thing we did for Fi'l al-Mudari, beginning with Ana down to the last Dhamair. The last of the Dhamair, which is Hunna. So do them sequentially, do them serially according to the number they appear in the domair table, not what I gave to you here. Ana first, then Nahnu second, Anta third, Antuma fourth, Huma Antum fifth, Hua sixth, Hia seventh, Huma Muzakkar eighth, Huma Muannas nine, Hum ten, Hunna 11 down to the end, if there is anyone I forgot to mention. So do them like that. The verbs you are to use are as follows. Number one, we have been using Doroba, we have been using Kataba, we have been using Jalasa. Now we use Akala. Akala, he ate or to eat. Then we use, after using Akala, you use Qara'a, to read, or he reads. We use sakata. Sakata, he is silent, or to be silent. So use those three verbs to run everything we have done, just in the format of Af'al al-Mudari. So, I still remain your brother, Tasi al-Fati Abdul Qadir. I do wish you continue to give us your cooperation in this class. I want to say a shout out to those of you that have been taking their time to submit their assignment. It really shows that you appreciate what you have thought. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a beneficial knowledge to all of us. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal 'asr, innal insana fi khusr illa allazina amanu wa 'amilus salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.